talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, the second hour on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going to go initially to Arizona, Maricopa County. Maricopa County is Phoenix. Joe Biden won Maricopa County by something like 45,000 votes. It had been a Republican county, but it had a lot of California transplants come in, and people were fed up with Donald Trump anyway. And it gave him his margin because he only won the state by a lot less than that. So the Republicans are trying to undermine the vote in Maricopa County, and they're the ones the state Senate ordered a cyber ninja audit, crooked QAnon audit, corrupt audit. People walked in and they'd find boxes lying around, documents. Some disappeared. Some got sent to Montana. No kidding. I'm not kidding. In unmarked trucks. Nobody knows what they're doing with them up there. This is a Putin thing. But anyway, the Maricopa County Board decided they're not going to put up with this. And the Secretary of State told them, those voting machines are no good anymore. You turn them over to QAnon. They're going to tamper with them. They're going to stick a screwdriver in there and do something or other. So throw them away. Buy new ones. Well, they just went out and costed the new ones. New ones, $2.8 million. $2.8 million. So they have just finalized a claim to the Arizona State Senate to pay for their voting machines, $2.8 million. If the Arizona Republican gerrymandered illegitimate state Senate doesn't do it, they're going to sue them. Good for them. Well, there's a kind of a junior varsity, low rent cyber ninja action going on in Wisconsin right now. Voss was feeling heat from the Trump cult, the QAnon cult. So Trump appointed Gabelman, Michael Gabelman, former Supreme Court justice who didn't run for re-election, wouldn't have won, gave a speech in November saying the election had been stolen. And now Voss wants him to find out if the election was stolen. This is absolutely, absolutely corrupt. He now can hire as many police officers as he wants, goes around, and the whole exercise here is to scare people and interfere with the 2022 and 2024 elections, have people think they can be arrested. Scary-looking cops, Gableman will show up, make them feel unsafe. This gal, Janelle Branchon, Menominee Falls, wants a cyber ninja audit. She sent subpoenas, unlawful subpoenas, to the clerks of Brown County, Milwaukee County, demanding their voting machines and all their documents. And so far, it's been resisted. If it ends up in court, I don't know what happens in state court. The Republicans have a 4-3 majority in the Supreme Court. But I'll tell you what, if they are ordered produced, if they've ordered produced, it's against federal law. Federal law is that they can't be out of the possession of the authorities for 22 months after the election. The election was November 3rd. I want to see Merrick Garland and Josh Call get in there and stop this thing real quick. Real quick. I do not want what went on in Maricopa County where they have to demand of the, what, the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate legislature in this country, in this state, for millions of dollars for Milwaukee's voting machines and Green Bay's vote. No, no. We are not a QAnon state. This is not a right-wing nut state. There are legitimate conservatives in this state. That's a separate matter. But go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I'm not sure that they're below junior varsity. They might be Four Lakes or club sport or something. But, Matt, I've got a legal question for you.
Yeah.
It's not practicing medicine without a license, isn't that illegal? Somebody
I mean, the short answer is yes. We want to know the circumstances.
Well,
who do you have in mind?
Dr. Trump. Dr. Trump's now saying that that getting the you know, a booster shot is crazy. Well, the data is showing from what I just saw last night on TV that after 8 months, even the Moderna and Pfizer drops to about 40% efficiency, low 40s, from upper, well, middle 90s in some cases, effectiveness. So now he's saying that's crazy. You know, it wasn't bad enough that he undermined the entire rollout of the vaccine and probably caused a lot of this problem with people not wanting. And now he's going to chime in on whether we should be getting booster shots. It's time to some fit, you know, in my opinion, it's time to fit the guy for a muzzle. We don't need to hear from him anymore.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. And here's the deal. Ron Johnson in this state held an anti-vax seminar. He had some people over in La Crosse, anti-vaxxers. He's an anti-vaxxer. I'm not just talking anti-masker. Yeah, he's anti-masker too. And he's had COVID, by the way. He's anti-masker, but he's an anti-vaxxer too. All of the legislature on the Republican side are anti-maskers. But you know something? And here's the hypocrisy of Trump. Trump snuck in and got himself some vax back in January. Do you know that? He's been vaccinated. He snuck in, didn't invite the TV cameras. He snuck in and didn't tell anybody. They know how to take care of their own. I mean, they really do, i.e. their own bodies and their own families. And then they go out to a gullible public, a cult, Trump cult, and they go, no, you don't shouldn't have the vax. So now with booster, look, here's the deal. When Pfizer and Moderna went online, I was vaccinated with Pfizer, first vaccine shot January, the second one February. Supposedly 90% effective, 95, 93% effective, and completely effective in making sure you don't die, don't go on a ventilator, don't go in the hospital. And it was terrific. You're still cautious. I wore masks indoors the whole time, going to the store and that. Why not? In a restaurant, I go in, wear it, and then take it off at the table with my wife and my guests. But that's the way I do it. And that any sensible person would do it now. But it's a different thing to say, well, therefore, everything's hunky-dory. Everything is not hunky-dory. The data that came out, some very good data came out of Israel, and then it was piggybacked on by the CDC, that shows declining efficacy of the vaccine over time. It shouldn't surprise anybody. People were talking booster a year ago. They were thinking, okay, it's coming online, the vaccine. Probably need a booster, just like the flu. You know, the flu shot you got 5 years ago doesn't protect you from the flu. It's mutated. You get a booster every year. So we'll get a booster every year. Okay, that's cool. It's fine. For Trump to say we don't need a booster, here's the deal. As Dick said, the efficacy of the Pfizer has gone from the 90s after 8 months to it'd be something like in the 40s. That does not mean it doesn't work. You're still right now pretty well insulated from death, hospitalization, or ventilator. That in itself is the reason to do it. But secondly, you need a boost. And the booster, that's why they call it a booster. You need a boost. It increases your antibodies by 10 times. Goose it back up to the 90s. I got a revelation for everybody if you're a Trumper. Trump will sneak in and get a booster, one of the early ones. He'll have a doctor, maybe he'll dress him up as a jockey or a caddy or something, and he'll come in to Mar-a-Lago and give him a booster, you know, and his family, and then he will not let anyone know. Luke, you're at the mic, my friend. What's on your mind?
I mean, just taking a real quick peek at a calendar, it's already 8 months beyond December. I wouldn't be shocked if Trump has already gotten a booster for himself and is claiming that we don't need him, so... It's definitely something that I would not be shocked if we found out that Trump has gotten his booster shot for COVID-19 vaccine already.
That is a good insight. And the hypocrisy, the unbelievable hypocrisy of all that, you know, he got a shot, and a lot of his supporters still don't know he got a shot. I think Luke may be right. He probably snuck and got himself a booster right now. He certainly had a remdesivir. Probably got himself a jab of remdesivir again. The guy is probably a walking pharmacology lab, and he's going, pharmacies are no good. Come on, guys. Hey, Trumpers. Come on. Come on. It reminds me of the guys, told you this before, a couple of drunk guys in Texas. They come on a pond at night, says, beware of the gator, no swimming. One of them takes off his shirt and shouts, F the gator, runs in. That's the last they see him. One sneaker survived. That was it. Now, look, I feel bad for the guy, okay? He had a couple of brewskis. But the fact is, that's what these guys are doing. They're playing Russian roulette. And they're playing it with us because they're giving the pandemic a chance to mutate. That's why we have Delta and now Lambda. And we're going to have Alpha and Romeo and Charlie and Delta. We already had Delta, Echo, Foxtrot. If you recognize that, that's military talk over the radio for different letters. Every one of them, there's plenty of them, all of them. They'll have furry spikes. They'll have no spikes. The spikes will be out. Come on, guys, get vaccinated. Make it mandatory in your job. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. We're going to a quick break. Matt Flynn Direct will get back to you right after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.